got a podcast, have had for about 4 years now. Neither of us want to do it, so we're going to get on some ISIS, Middle Eastern, Turkish guy. Hope to Christ he can save us. If he doesn't, then I think we better go die. This fat shit Doug doing OMAD. But I know that man is going to go mad if he doesn't have more than a meal in a day. But I've
been up with Hello. Hi. How are you doing today?
We have a new theme song.
It's awesome. And a new theme video and everything.
Everything's new theme. New day, new show, new Doug.
I love how the cards come in with our picture and it says our name. So fancy.
All right. You got anything else?
Nope. Done. See ya.
So I don't like this shit. I am used to us spending like a half hour talking about what we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we haven't spoken to each other since we recorded our bonus episode on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
At all.
Uh-uh.
We meet up 10 minutes before we're going to start recording.
Uh-huh.
And tell each other what we don't like about the show.
Yeah, that was probably not the best idea. But this is going to be the best show.
It's no different than if you were getting ready to walk down the aisle to go face your bride and you start screaming across the church, you know, I don't like that you had sex with my brother.
Three times today.
Oh, I forgot. This is our first time streaming to Twitch.
Oh shit. I totally forgot about that too.
How long do you think we're going to make it?
Are we still on?
I don't know. If somebody in Discord, I know one of them people have a Twitch account. If somebody can just monitor it and let us know in the Discord chat when we get taken off, that would be fucking great.
Oh, man.
I don't.
So do they have algorithms that kick you off? Is that what it is?
No, I think they just hire black people to watch every stream. And the gays.
Why does it gotta be just black people?
It's all part of the reparations.
Oh, here, we'll let you guys watch Twitch. Kick off anybody you want.
You know, I have no idea how it works. I don't assume that anybody on Twitch is going to give us any of them Twitch dollars.
Uh-huh.
But if they do, I wouldn't know it because I'm not watching it.
What's the ratio of Twitch dollars to YouTube dollars?
4-1.
Sweet.
Anyway.
Twitch dollar. Yes, we'll be rich.
All right. Fuck, I don't even know if I had anything to talk about. I know I know one thing I'm really fucking tired of.
Uh-oh.
These fucking monkey motherfuckers, man. Hello? Did I lose you?
Nope. I'm just waiting. I'm just treading lightly. These monkey motherfuckers.
Don't you get tired of these fucking apes just causing havoc everywhere?
It's like they're just snatching food right out of my hand.
Look, here's a fucking story right here. These a fucking troop of monkeys. Is that what they're called?
A troop. Yep. They're like the Girl Scouts now.
All right. I'm going to just terrified residents flee homes as crazed gang of 400 monkeys raid village. It's a really bad time to lose this article.
So. Yep, it sure is.
An Indian village has been terrorized by marauding troops of monkeys as residents flee the area. Fucking monkeys.
Fucking monkeys.
Do you ever go to the zoo?
Yeah.
Do you like the monkeys?
I do. That's my favorite part. That's the only part. We went to the zoo up in Chicago one time for a school trip, and that was my favorite part. They had a big huge pit where all the monkeys were in. And it's the only part that I really remember because their asses are red. Like their fucking asses stick out and they're red. That's hilarious. When you're a fucking 14-year-old kid, you see a monkey with a fucking red ass sticking out. That's great.
Their asses hanging out of their pants. wait a minute, what are we talking about?
So I told you that, I mean, you maybe you don't remember, but I told you my mom worked at a animal testing lab, you know?
Wait, what?
I've told you a story before. Are you serious? You don't remember? She worked at the one she used to work at, they killed the monkeys. The one she worked at last.
If we talked about this before, I would have made the comment, was it next to a diamond, like a
I think you probably did. Nobody else is going to get that. You would have made a Jay and Silent Bob reference. So my mom has worked at animal testing labs for a long time. The last one she worked at, it was a breeding facility where they just have a bunch of pens of monkeys and they let them fuck each other. And they just kind of study what they do as far as family stuff. And we visited and they let us visit, like actually get it on top where they keep the monkeys and like watch them. Monkeys are just like horny little kids, basically. They just run around and fuck each other and play games. They don't like, I watched a monkey lay on its back, fucking whacking his little wiener, just fucking laying on his back, whacking his little wiener. And then I watched another monkey sneak up. He was like being all fucking sneaky, sneak up and ran up and bit the dude's little wiener while he was jacking off and ran away like a little fucking kid, man.
Yeah, I've done that.
Wait, which bit the kid's wiener or?
Oh, I'm not going to incriminate myself.
I think you already did.
You've never bitten a wiener?
Nope.
That's weird.
I've tried. I mean,
you're such a flake.
I've tried sucking my own wiener. I don't know that I would have bit it, but I mean, can't get it up in there, you know?
Who even gives a shit about that? Who hasn't tried? Cock? Yeah, who hasn't tried sucking their own cock?
If anybody says they haven't, they're lying.
Yeah, that
or straight. In my mind that sounded a little different.
I swear I would swear that we've had this conversation before, because I believe I have this conversation. It's like generally the third conversation I have after meeting somebody.
Uh-huh. So you ever sucked your own cock?
it's a pretty good indication of what type of person they are when you ask them that question.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. You just get introduced to somebody, and if you ask them, have you ever sucked your own cock? So either you're going to find out that they're a liar, or you're going to find out they're a fag. That's the only two options.
There are no good people. My favorite is the, can't believe you asked me that.
How far would you take it? Like to the base or...
As long as you only put the head in your mouth, that's not really gay.
Would you suck yourself to completion?
Yes, if I could.
Where would you finish?
I'm embarrassed to say, but I'd have to finish all over my face while holding a mirror.
Calling myself a whore.
Calling myself a whore. Finishing my own face.
So it's you like, would
call me daddy.
So you wouldn't finish. Would you? You wouldn't think of finishing in your mouth?
No, that's disgusting.
Have you finished in somebody's mouth?
Absolutely, I have.
Right, it feels good, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so do it
for me. It feels good. Wait, for me, it would. Wait, that's like a mind fuck.
It's a head fuck for sure.
Huh. Maybe I'll have to ease myself into it. Maybe not the first time, but you know.
Well, you don't want to spit it out. That's fucking.
I'll talk myself into it in the mirror. Come on, baby, just this one time.
Swallow it. Swallow it.
Interesting.
Is it?
These fucking monkeys. What is that? What does any of that have to do with monkeys?
What does any of it have to do with anything?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So you put this comment up here. This came from the Discord. Do you know who wrote it?
Yes. Ulysses S. Jones or R. Jones or Bridget Jones' Diary or something.
So the comment is, so we had a long conversation on our bonus episode. That's on our bonus episode on Sunday that you can find at patreon.com/who's right. I'm getting pretty good at that. If I could advertise or plug other shit as good as I can plug our Patreon, it would be a non-issue.
It just sounded so natural.
Anyway, so we had a long conversation, and this is some feedback that we got. Doug, is Anthony autistic? Listening to the recent bonus, his views on advertising are legitimately autistic. No, fuck it. Retarded. He's retarded. Dumbass retard. Would you care to respond to that? I don't want to get into that whole conversation again. I'm done.
I'm done. That's my favorite part. I'm done.
You win.
No, you win. Fucker. How dare you say I win?
Anyway, would you care to respond to the comment?
The only response I have is that Dave, Man Brain Dave, tested me for autism, and I don't have it, so fuck you.
How did he test you for autism?
He asked me a bunch of questions, and then he
like
told
what
me
are you end, are you autistic?
That was not one of the questions. I don't remember. It was like 10 or 15 questions. I'm sure that he researched, and not something that he just found online in a quick search. Like,
do you think Man Brain is legally, like, do you think he's a doctor?
He said what I wanted him to say, so I'm good with it. I'm not autistic.
Yeah, I would go for get a second opinion.
No,
I think you're both autistic, actually.
Maybe he's just protecting himself. So if I get a second opinion, they might tell me I'm autistic. Then which one do I believe?
When's the last time you checked out one of the Who's Right Extended Universe podcasts?
It's been a while. The Delvin Cox one, probably. Yeah, maybe even one after that or something. I don't really remember why.
I don't know. I think they're veering off course a little bit.
What's the course? Is there even a course? Set course for Who's Right? I know he's doing a My Little Pony one now.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it.
There's no chance that I'm going to listen to that. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's. I vote to move on. What is your vote, sir?
Seconded.
All right, motion carried. I don't know what we're moving on to.
Just moving on from that.
So this fucking stupid Kobe Bryant thing, did you see the article I put up?
Yes.
Okay. So this teacher in whatever Walla Walla, Washington or somewhere, she had posted something on her personal Facebook, and it was, it sounded something like,
I copied it into the card. If you,
I'm trying to do this like fluidly, not reading. You're fucking it all up. You're pulling back the fucking curtain.
My bad.
All right. Starting over.
One more time.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, she posted something on her personal Facebook that sounded like a Washington State high school principal resigned Friday after backlash continued. You didn't even put it in there what the fuck it was she said.
Yes, I did. It's under the comments. You're pulling back the curtain.
Okay. So her post was, not going to lie, seems to me that karma caught up with a rapist today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was the day he died.
Yep.
All right. And then there was an implicit amount of feedback. See, I can use big words.
Implicit? Perfect. Nope, you used it perfectly.
You're fucking me up. So there was a shit ton of feedback. Or blowback, and she ended up resigning. So I'm assuming that her boss gave her the choice to either resign or get fired. Or
be fired, yeah, sure. That's usually how that works.
And then, and then she apologized, but kind of doubled down on her apology.
Hmm.
It didn't come off as very sincere. But so the whole thing around it is basically there's two sides, right? So she could have. there should have been nothing that anybody said or did, because it was on her personal Facebook page. It's not like she was in school. I think she was like a vice principal or something.
And it's not like it had anything to do with the school or with any of the students or with her ability to be a vice principal. So Kobe Bryant was accused of rape, right? Is that correct?
So I'm not real big on sports ball. So I believe that he was accused and then acquitted, mm-hmm. and then settled with her on a civil suit for an undisclosed amount of money.
Okay. So he was acquitted. I mean, what? But anyways, he was accused, right? So some people think that maybe he raped somebody. So for somebody to say that karma caught up with the rapist, it's in the realm of not things that are not offensive. They're not, I mean.
This just dawned on me.
Okay.
If that's all she said was, it seems that karma caught up with a rapist today, but never referenced what it was she was talking about. Uh-huh. And then all these people are like, hey, you can't talk about Kobe Bryant like that. He's the number one scorer in the NBA or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they're the ones that drew that conclusion.
Right.
So they were the ones accusing him of being a rapist. They should quit their jobs.
They should all lose their jobs as students. It's probably the students. So do you think that somebody could be a good enough, not even Kobe Bryant, do you think that there is any case where somebody is good enough at sports where, he raped somebody, no big deal. He's really, really good at sports. Not even Kobe, maybe even better than Kobe Bryant. Is there any scenario where somebody is that good at sports?
That what? He can just
rape people. Or at least one person. You know, there's like, yeah, he didn't rape six people, just one, you know, and he's really good at basketball.
During the trial, they're just showing the highlight reel. Did you happen to see him dunk? Have you?
Your Honor, this is no ordinary man.
If you can jump that far and that high, you should be able to throw your dick in whatever you want. I rest my case.
How can anybody argue that?
Well, I think, I think you could be famous enough that you can do it and people look the other way.
Really? Like who?
Well, every example I was going to use is examples where they didn't look the other way. But I was going to say Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, they looked the other way for many, many years.
Right, but they didn't. You know, they look the other way till they don't.
Yeah. Well, until they get called out. That's when it is. But they look the other way until it's not convenient for them to look the other way anymore. And then everybody's on board with taking him down. You know what I mean? The same people that looked the other way for 10 years are now trying to take him down. So wasn't there a lot of people with Harvey Weinstein that went back to his house willingly expecting to get some kind of a better role in whatever movie they were in or whatever?
I would say all of them did. Yes.
So, yeah. So I don't know that. I didn't want to take it that far because I wasn't sure if he actually raped somebody or if they just if I suck this fat old guy's cock, I'll get a better part in whatever movie I'm getting in.
If I suck this fat old guy's cock, maybe he'll let me on his podcast. He will.
yes, he will. Yeah. I don't know, I guess, what I never really followed it, what he's accused of. And I mean, I know what he's accused of, but I never really followed the actual details. Did he actually rape somebody, or was it just he was trading his services for their services?
He was trading services for cervixes.
Right. Because if the women went willingly and they knew what they were doing, like if I let this guy flop around on top of me, then I'm going to be in the next Pulp Fiction movie or whatever. Like, I don't see the crime or the problem if they knew what was going on and they did it willingly. And I mean, The only problem would be is if they didn't get the part, then I'd be shitty. You know what I mean? Like, you promised them a part, you know? You be a man of your word.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think that there's probably something either morally or ethically wrong with what you said. I just can't figure it out.
What? On which side? The woman for wanting to further her career by sucking cock?
I think. Okay, so if you have somebody that is the most qualified applicant for a job, in this case, a movie role, and you say, "I'm going to hire the second most qualified person because they let me nut in their mouth," you don't see an issue with that.
I don't know. I mean, like, depends on how the movie turned out, I guess. if it was a good movie and the person did fine, and I don't know. I mean, what's the problem? I mean, like, that's how things get done in the show business.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that.
That's why we're not famous. Because I ain't sucking nobody's cock.
I'm not doing it again, that's for sure.
I had an opportunity to get us on the biggest podcast network there was, but I ain't sucking no cock.
So, you know, I guess this is a good segue. Mm-hmm. The diversity hire thing.
Yeah.
So I seen that you clipped, don't just hire the best people, focus on diversity. I think that's the meat and potatoes of the article.
I think that's the headline.
You're not doing yourself a favor if you think that skills are the only thing that matters. A non-diverse hire is a missed opportunity.
The synopsis, or whatever you want to call it, is that if you are only hiring people that are the best, you're going to miss the black people, and they're good too. That's what I got out of the article.
You should work in marketing for the NAACP.
So that first line, don't just hire the best people, focus on diversity. That's how the article starts. And you're not doing yourself a favor if you think that skills are the only thing that matters. A non-diverse hire is a missed opportunity. That's the last line of the article. So it's a bunch of garbage sandwiched in between that. Like, it's all about people's what do you want to call it? Like, what happened, their experiences in life and their experiences being black or whatever. And you need to bring black experiences and women experiences into your workplace, and it'll make everything better or something.
I'll be honest with you. I kind of agree with that. Not the part that you should skip over. You should skip over the best person.
Yeah.
But I do believe that what you believe is the best person is not necessarily the best person based on what your belief of the best person was. The best person could be a few shades darker than what you had originally. I wanted to see how many times I could say best person.
And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I think that it's not a terrible idea to broaden your search when you're looking for people to hire for a job. But I think it's a very terrible idea to actively try to not hire the best people and actively try to hire the darkest people. That's stupid. So it's just a stupid way to do it.
Here's why I disagree. You have a very limited life experience. You are very sheltered as compared to somebody like me who is well-traveled.
All right.
I have had the pleasure of working with a majority, more blacks than whites.
Majority minority?
Yeah. The minority was the majority.
All right.
I can tell you that makes a workday much more interesting.
Much more. Is that what we're going for now?
I'm telling you, I was, I was in so much diversity.
Uh-huh.
Now I work in, there is a lot fewer, a lot less diversity hires. Not once in this new place have I witnessed somebody pull a gun on somebody else. You know how fucking boring that is?
So I wonder if it would help if people, if they defined diversity every time they wrote about diversity, because there seems to be different definitions of diversity depending on who you're talking to and what you're talking about, right? Because in this article, diversity just means not white or not white male, right? And in real life, diversity means like different, just you grew up different, right?
Yeah. So when I use the word diversity, when I am speaking like at a public engagement, I am specifically talking about Black people.
That's funny, but I think what you're saying is the way that it's going right now.
Like if I'm up in front and there's, let's say that the first five rows in the audience are all white people.
Uh-huh.
And I notice, I notice some, if I notice some eyes and teeth in the back.
You still with us, Twitch?
I will say we have some room for diversity up front here if any of you guys want to move up. All right, it's good seeing you guys. Bye.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
We're going to have to up that Patreon to make up for the money that I'm going to lose in my fucking job.
No, you're cool. Don't worry about it. How many people have you interviewed for jobs? You've interviewed quite a few people, right?
Yeah.
I've only ever interviewed one ever. And
what fucking job were you in where you interviewed somebody?
They needed my opinion.
Where at?
Where me and you worked at the same place.
You didn't fucking interview nobody there.
Absolutely I did.
Bullshit.
Why would I lie about that?
That was just some feel-good employee engagement bullshit making you guys feel like you had a voice.
Here, you guys, I was the only one.
We did it with a couple of you scrubs, just brought you in and just sit here. You'll be able to tell people that you're in on the process.
Do you know how long it's been since I've been called a scrub? That's awesome.
All right, anyway, go on.
I kind of forgot where I was going. I've only ever interviewed one person, and it was a Black guy.
They let you talk to the janitor before you hired him. That's the story that you were going to tell.
We brought the janitor in, had him interview him too. So our supervisor said that if he had any say, which sometimes he did, sometimes he didn't, he would never hire a Black guy and he would never hire a woman. That's what he said. I will never hire a Black guy and I'll never hire a woman. So
I'm assuming the HR representative wasn't sitting in there for that.
No, but he probably would have said the same thing. So if my mindset was when I sat down to interview this Black guy, I was like, I'm hiring this guy just to, because they don't want Black people here. I'm bringing in as many as I can. Cause it was just the mindset around there was so like, you say I live a sheltered life, but the mindset was like, Black people are inferior, and like there was fucking rebel flags and all that kind of that kind of mindset and atmosphere. So,
wait a minute. You're not talking about where we work together. You're talking about the place that I worked first and then you worked after me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, now I understand why you were so skeptical. Yeah. Okay. I should have worded that a little better. Oh yeah. But anyways, I went in there with every intention of I'm bringing in this Black guy to shake things up, right? If I have the opportunity to do that. And
okay, hold on. So this is funny. He was literally a token Black guy.
But you didn't let me finish the story.
All right.
So I had every intention of hiring this guy. Like, he's Black. We need a Black guy here because, like, they're not going to hire Black guys. Well, I am. Fuck that. and I interviewed him, and I was like, yeah, maybe we're not going to hire any black people here. It was, I mean, he was just came off like so fucking stupid. It was like, come on, man, you got to represent your race better than that. I was so fucking dumb.
Come on, brother. Yeah. When, so when I worked there, I don't know what it was like after you, after I left and you came, but there was a lot of Mexicans there, and they were illegal. Mm-hmm. They didn't speak English. They were vocal about being illegal. They talked about, you know, they were taking their money and sending it back home and sure. all that. But this place where Anthony and I, like I said, I went through there first, then Anthony followed me, what, 2 or 3 years later? Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
The owner was a religious nut. When I was there, he would have what he called an all-employee meeting, but he would just bring in a guest preacher. And it was mandatory that you showed up, and then they would, you know, talk about God and hellfire and your sins and all that shit.
Yep.
But anyway, the Mexicans that were there, they would all congregate and not talk about anything, you know, like talking about, I assume they were talking about tequila. And whenever the owner would walk by, one of them would pull a Bible out of their toolbox, and they would act like they were doing a little prayer session.
Oh my God.
And he would come up and, you know, bless them and throw ashes at their face or whatever the fuck happened. And
so that same guy,
are you talking about the father or the son?
The father, the guy that yeah. actually started it and owned it. He came up to me one time and shook my hand, and in his hand, he had a $5 bill, and he palmed me a $5 bill as he shook my hand. It was the greatest thing ever.
So I ended up, I got fired from there. Mm-hmm. So years later, I end up at that other company, mm-hmm. and I was on my probation. So I'm sitting there working, and I'm elated because it was one of the best places that I could have ever thought that I would get a job at.
Sure.
And I'll be goddamn it if the son doesn't walk up and he's a, and I'm like, motherfucker, man. So his name is Tom. Yep. So Tom was the son. Tom walks up, and I turn around and see him standing there, and I'm like, I'm fucking God, man. You know, I weaseled my way into this. I weaseled my way into this good job, and now this motherfucker's going to rat me out.
Uh-huh.
And then come to find out they didn't like him there. They fucking got rid of him.
He was fucking weird, man. He was a weirdo.
I imagine that it would be hard for him because, you know, he was, so his dad was a successful businessman, and he was going to give his company to that kid. His kid fucked that up, went to another company, fucked that up.
He did give it to him. He gave him, when I was there, his kid ran the company for 2 years or 3 years. I was there for 13 years. His kid ran the company.
So I forgot then, about, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say his kid ran the company, and he ran it so poorly that his dad had to come back out of retirement and basically save the company.
So this is a beautiful story that I don't think we've ever talked about.
All right.
We've mentioned that you and I worked together.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you guys can picture this, right? So I was a shop rat for the majority of my life. I worked in this shithole shop, which is what we've been talking about. I left there, got fired for multiple other jobs, ended up fixing my shit, getting a decent job at a very decent company, who this, the original shit show shop was a supplier to this other company. Yeah. All right. So fast forward however many years, I found myself in a position where I have some pull at this new company or this big company. And Anthony, that's where me and Anthony met. He came from that shit company as well.
Yep.
So if you remember, I started that big project, that big cost savings project. Yeah. You started helping me with that.
Right.
And just out of spite, I set up a meeting with the original company, the shit shop. If you remember, me and you drove over there, sat down with, now there's five owners who are all people that are employees that I worked with years ago.
Buying the company. Yep.
And if you remember when we were driving over there, I'm like, I don't even have any interest in dealing with these guys. I just want to be able to look at them like, fuck you, faggots.
Well, thanks for the time. We'll consider your offer. Yeah, I remember that.
Fucking fire me. Now look at me, you bastards.
Oh, that was great.
That one of the guys there, so Rick, I guess I can say his name. Mm-hmm. He was my boss when I worked there.
Oh.
And I ended up going to, I had no interest, but I was sucking his ass. You know, he's like, hey, he was a big fan of Rush, the band.
Uh-huh.
Big. So he asked me if I wanted to go to a concert with him. And I'm like, well, yeah, boss, I do.
Yeah.
We watched, it was Rush and
Primus.
Yeah.
I remember that tour.
Yeah, I don't. It was stupid.
I would have loved to see Primus, but I don't think I could sit through a Rush show. I fucking hate Rush.
Yeah, all I knew was Tom Sawyer. That's the only song that I knew.
So you're sitting the whole concert, just this one song, and the rest of it, you're just like, oh, my God.
You're sitting there just floating there. All right, here it is. Here it is. Modern day warrior, mean. That's all I know.
So worth it. Did you get a raise or anything or any kind of anything?
I didn't even know it at the time that he wasn't even in a position to give me a fucking raise.
He was just some guy that was telling you what to do. He wasn't even your boss.
I sucked that. Yeah, he Harvey Weinstein'd me. I sucked his dick, didn't get nothing out of it.
He Harvey Weinstein'd me. I love it. If I would still be at that. I loved working there. The people there were great. I liked it. I don't know. It was a shithole, but I mean, I liked it 100 times better than where I'm at now.
No, fuck that place. That place fucking sucked.
So the people where I work now make a lot more money than that shithole, but they're shittier people. It's like I came from a shop full of real people that were cool and we all got along, and I go to this place where everybody makes more money and they're just a bunch of dickheads and like just so greedy.
That's what it is though. It's when you, as you start finding yourself in places where people make more money,
uh-huh,
they are generally more miserable.
Yeah.
And there's more in their minds to bitch about. You know, this company doesn't treat us right.
Right.
They're paying you $120,000 a year and you could go next door and do the same job for fucking 42 grand. And you're going to sit here and bitch about how they don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I
fuck you.
You're right. So it's the first thing I noticed was,
I want to know what Uncle Randy thinks about this.
Do you really?
I want to know what he thinks about everything. I
want to know what Uncle Randy does for a living.
Screams. He's probably a motivational speaker.
That would be so awesome if he was. Just every time you say Uncle Randy, all I can think of now is fucking grilling steaks and lifting weights. It's just the fucking dumbest thing.
What if Uncle Randy is a Hallmark card greeting card writer?
That would be even better.
What would be the most ironic job for Uncle Randy? Probably a
florist. I think he's probably a florist.
No, I was thinking like if he's the sign language interpreter.
Yeah.
That would be hard for him.
He stands next to the paintings and says, shh.
Okay.
All right. Oh my God.
Oh fuck. It's almost time for lasagna.
You really are having lasagna.
Oh, yeah, you're fucking right. I'm having lasagna.
Can you smell it? Is it cooking now?
I cannot smell it. I am too far away.
Oh, son of a bitch.
All right, we did that.
I think you should mail me some lasagna.
See what you think about this, because this is interesting. It looks like you fucking.
What? It looks like you. What did I do this time?
You pre-read the articles.
Damn it. Was I not supposed to?
Well, it's not that you weren't supposed to. It's that we agreed that we were going to put articles up. We were both going to read the articles. We were going to have some sort of summary, so I didn't have to sit here and force it from article to article. We could make it sound a little more fluent. You did that, and I'm not prepared for it because I don't know what you wrote. You did this 5 minutes before the episode started. Well, five minutes before we started arguing.
That's my favorite part. You did what we agreed on. I didn't read it, and it's your fault.
Yeah, but you did it at the last minute. Like, see? Okay, you sent me clips of our show last night, right?
Yeah.
And that pissed me off too.
Awesome. Even better. All right, why? I gotta know why.
Okay. So let's just do a reenactment.
All right.
So this morning,
uh-huh,
I see, okay, I've got an email from Anthony. What is it? Clips from, I guess, the bonus episode?
No.
Oh, yeah, okay. Clips from last week's show. That makes this even better. Okay. Right. Clips from last week's show. Yeah. Okay, so that motherfucker waited an entire week. So now he knows that we're recording a new episode. So now I've got to edit it. I've got to process it. I got to post it. I got to do all this shit again. Uh-huh. Now I've got to deal with his fucking clips that he could have sent me when I was sitting here with my thumb up my fucking ass all fucking week. He could have sent me the clips then.
Uh-huh.
No, he waits until the day before we record a new episode. Uh-huh. Now he's got time. You know, the other thing, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even want to get into all the shit we discussed on our bonus episode, but I now feel like we have to.
All right.
So we challenged each other on Sunday.
Yes.
So actually, originally, it was just me a challenge to you to stay off Reddit for until after we record tonight.
Right.
And then in turn, because there was nothing that you could hold over my head, we agreed that I wouldn't look at the stats of the show.
Right.
All right. So I was sitting here thinking, okay, so now if he's not on Reddit, now he's definitely got time to do the one thing that I asked him to do, which is pull clips.
Uh-huh.
Boy, was I wrong.
Wait. You are the most confusing person. So wait. Now he's got time to pull clips. God damn it, he pulled clips, motherfucker.
No, but you didn't pull clips until the last minute.
Oh, my God. You are so funny.
You had 6 days. Why did you wait until the 7th?
I didn't. I sent you a link. So, I sent you the same link twice. You are hilarious.
Okay. The first night after we recorded, you sent me a link.
Uh-huh.
So do you expect me to just check the link randomly to see if you've added shit to it?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You're going to put something out on the internet and say, okay, if he finds it, he finds it.
Right.
You can't send me a text to say I added something.
I did. You just don't pay attention. You don't pay attention, and then you get pissed off. Which is hilarious.
What do you mean?
To me.
I sent
you a link, and I told you specifically. I said I have uploaded one clip that I pulled from the beginning of the show. That's all I had time to pull tonight. I'm going to add more clips to this same link. But I will resend you the link if you need me to. And guess what? Last night, I resent you the same link.
Right, but why couldn't you send me a fucking message throughout the week? Hey, added clips. Otherwise, I just got to search the fucking internet looking to see if randoms added, or if Anthony's added clips to the fucking directories.
I apologize, I guess. I don't know. You are hilarious.
Yeah, you're impossible.
I know. It's all me.
What was I going to read? Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure people are starting to see through this thin veil that you're putting up, that you're the one that does everything and I don't do anything and everything's fucked up because of me. They're starting to see it's you. It's really you.
No, if they are, then they're the fucking retard. They're as retarded as you are if they think that.
It's really you.
Okay.
Actually, that's not true. I think it's really both of us, and you've just tried to play it off like it's all me.
Okay. This will be the test. I'll be more than happy to prove it.
All right. What are we proving? First of all, what are we proving?
Which one of us is the fucker and which one is the fucky?
All right.
Next week.
Uh-huh.
You do everything that you normally do for the show.
Mm-hmm.
and I won't do anything that I normally do for the show.
Okay.
Meaning, so you just do it like normal. Okay?
Okay.
And I will do nothing. Nothing. I will do nothing. Nothing.
Okay, I don't understand. I'm not sure I understand what you're trying to prove, or...
No, you just said that they're seeing through my thin veil of facade or whatever the fuck you said. And I'm going to disprove that theory. I'm putting that theory to bed right now.
I don't think you are.
I am. What happens if I don't do anything?
I don't know. We'll get on here and talk about whatever.
We won't get on here. There won't be a link to get on to. There'll be nothing. There'll be nothing. How much will there be?
Oh, 17.
Nothing. Look.
Oh, you're killing me.
Anyway, so back like five subjects ago, we started talking about
monkeys,
them fucking monkeys, these
fucking monkeys.
All right. I need you to send me that. That's the name of the show.
All right. Them fucking monkeys. All right.
Have we used I'll be a monkey's uncle before?
Sounds familiar. I don't know. Does it matter? Just put part two after it, just in case. I'll be a monkey's uncle part two.
If there isn't a part one, you can find that next to the Beastie Boys episodes.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So there's so much to get through. Did you stay off of Reddit?
Yes. Absolutely.
How did you fare?
It was okay. So I don't really feel like at this point, I don't really feel like I'm missing anything. I feel it's nice. Actually, I feel more like, I don't even know what the fucking word is. Not like clear headed or whatever, but just more like,
hello,
I think was the main goal. Oh, did you lose me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm losing your video pretty bad.
Oh shit. It went out for just a second. Is it back now or no?
Twitch must have pulled the plug.
Damn it. Oh well.
Oh, so what you said was you feel better?
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm like pissed off about shit that doesn't matter anymore, really, you know? That's the main thing. Like it's almost like, it's not even almost. It's like this whole thing is designed to keep people in a pissed off state about nothing. Just pissed off, but pissed off about nothing.
I think distracted is probably the right word.
Distracted is a good way to put it.
So what did you do in the interim? What did you do in the meantime?
I watched a video about music theory, and I got a notebook and I took notes about music theory, and I decided I'm going to try to learn music theory. And it worked out really, really well for me.
That is so fucking gay.
Yeah.
What? Okay, we've got to wrap this up. Make it quick. Mm-hmm. Explain to me what, I don't even know what music theory means. Either a song is as good as Ice Ice Baby or it's not. That's
the theory. That's all of music theory wrapped up in one sentence. It's just notes and chords and how they relate to other notes and chords and scales and keys and how you write songs using different notes, different chords, how they all relate to each other. It's just how to...
God, that is so fucking gay.
Basically, it's the language of music. If you understand how to...
Oh, my. I don't care anymore. Shut up.
You didn't care in the first place.
I said if you could make it quick and you couldn't.
But what? I gotta say, I think that you are the most impatient person I've ever. I don't even understand how.
Hurry up,
it's
wrap
possible
it up.
To be this impatient.
It's not. It's really not. It's easy. When somebody starts talking about something that I don't want to hear anymore, I tell them to shut up. I don't want to hear it no more.
I don't think that's true. I don't believe you for one second. You say when people start talking about something I don't care about, I tell them to shut up. I don't believe you. I think it's when I start talking about anything, you tell me to shut up. That's what it is. You don't do that to anybody else. I know that to be true.
When I asked you, when I asked you if you could explain music theory quickly, I meant maybe one sentence, maybe half a sentence.
Maybe three words. I bet
I can describe music theory in three words.
Okay, go. Fucking gay is two words.
What about this?
You're talking. This is just taking too long.
Thought behind music. Thought Does that explain it?
Music. Sure, why not?
Does that explain it or not?
Not, I mean, not really. But
okay, sure. then say it. Don't agree with me.
But your explanation is taking three times longer than mine did.
Touche. All right, whatever. Fuck you. I don't care. Fuck you.
I've been wanting to learn music theory for a long time, and it was nice.
And what are you going to do with it?
Learn to write music. I've been playing music since I was fucking 15 and never done anything with it, never recorded, never learned anything. So I'm going to try. I'm going to try to fucking learn something.
Okay. Will this get you to a point where... Will this get you to a point to where you can use it
in your day-to-day? I hope so, yes.
Okay, so learning music theory is something that people do to make them a better musician? Because I don't know shit about being a musician.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so good luck.
Thanks.
I would much rather you study music theory than... get on here every week and be enraged about some bullshit social justice shit that doesn't matter.
It does matter, but...
But it doesn't. Here's why it doesn't. You spend most of your time on the subreddit Social Justice 101, right?
No. Social Justice in Action is where I spend most of my time.
Oh, God damn it.
Why?
I smell lasagna. Hold why? On. Well, because I gotta check something.
Oh, all right.
Because I had something, but it don't apply. If you don't spend your time on Social Justice 101, then I was gonna say doesn't matter.
They don't that's not a real super active subreddit. So I mean,
which is what I was going to attack you for. Which one do you go on?
Social Justice in Action and free speech, usually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's different. So I. You know, Social Justice in Action has 27,000 members.
Yeah.
All right. So Social Justice 101 only has 7,000, and that's where I thought you spent all your time.
Oh, okay.
Which, in the time that you haven't been allowed to be on Reddit, I have been monitoring Social Justice 101.
I'm banned from there, so I can't comment if that's what you were looking for.
No, I haven't been monitoring it for... You've got like 47 Reddit accounts. I wouldn't even pretend to try to monitor that. I was just wondering.
I got banned for not agreeing that white people are bad or something. I don't remember exactly what it was.
My point was that you were allowing yourself and your attitude to be influenced by a subreddit that had 7,000 members. That's why.
Is it better if I'm allowing myself to be influenced by a subreddit that has 47,000 members?
27,000. And no.
27,000? I mean, is that better?
No, because that's what you always used to use as your argument is I would say nobody thinks that way. And you would say they do. People do think that way. A lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're a lot of people was people in that specific corner of the internet.
Right. So I agree with you. I think Reddit is a specific corner of the internet. So Reddit is a small community and the internet is a specific corner of the world that doesn't exist in real life. So, I mean, I think you're right. I don't have an argument. when you read the same bullshit all the time. And at first I thought like I was getting myself out of, like mainstream media type shit, you know what I mean? But then all it is just putting yourself in a different bubble where people have an agenda that they're trying to push, you know what I mean? You start to see it after a while, but then you start to get kind of immune to it, and you don't even realize when it's happening, you know?
Yeah. Well, so are you going to, when you go to work tonight, are you going to go back on there?
I don't think so. I really think that I'm going to try to make better use of my time. I really feel like I learned something here. Like I was wasting a lot of time just reading through crap, just garbage, you know what I mean? And looking for an argument that I didn't want to have. So I'll try without it. I really think that if I stay off of there, I might be able to learn some fucking music theory. It might actually be good for me.
Well, good for you. I am happy for you. You are now a new man.
Right. Are you checking the stats right now as we speak?
No.
How's that going?
I don't. It's going fine. I haven't checked them.
Oh, really? Not even worried about it? I mean, the podcast tanked, but, you know.
Yeah, so it's just not something that I want to talk about on the show because nobody gives a fuck about my compulsion or obsession.
Oh, but they care about mine?
Yeah, because yours is relatable. Mine's relatable to the fucking six podcasters that listen to the show.
Oh, that's not true. A compulsion is a compulsion. I mean, it's the same type of thing, you know.
Yeah, whatever. We got to get through these fucking shout outs.
What are we doing?
I don't know. We haven't talked about it. We
Oh, shit.
Okay, so I'm going to put these in order of most appreciative to least appreciative.
All right.
So in the spirit of full transparency, do we still want to play this?
Yes. I love that.
All right. So we're not doing backstories anymore.
No.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. So we'll just start with U Generation.
Yes.
So he upgraded to our $50 tier. Thank you very much. We truly appreciate your support.
Yes.
And in the exact same amount of appreciation goes to Oscar. He upgraded to that same tier.
Yes.
Thank you,
Oscar.
Ben, we owe him 1/5 of the amount of appreciation.
Is that what we're doing here? We're doling out our appreciation.
Yeah, I think that's how we should do it. I don't know how else to do this. I don't want to just say thank you, Ben. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Ella. I don't want to do that. I want to be sincere in my appreciation.
And yeah, that makes you sound like an asshole when you say it like that.
Okay, all right. Be honest with me.
Uh huh.
Who do you appreciate more? Oscar?
Uh-huh.
Or somebody else below?
It's all the same.
Really?
Everyone is exactly the same.
Except you are for, so...
except for Vitu.
We'll get to just him.
Just a little bit less. But I still appreciate it.
Okay, so... whatever you can okay, I'll try this approach then.
All right.
I'll fucking lie if that's what you want.
Right.
Whatever you can afford to donate to our Patreon, mm-hmm. I appreciate you.
That much. I appreciate you that much. That many dollars worth. How do you translate dollars into appreciation? There needs to be some kind of conversion. I think we should make an app. dollars to appreciation app.
Okay, so these people on the $50 tier, I think we owe them something. We owe them something.
Okay. Should we give them access to our bonus show?
What do you think about doing like once a month, just sending an invite and having just a personal conversation with them? Is that something that you think anybody would be interested in?
I would be interested in it if they're down. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if they would be, but I would be. I think it'd be great.
All right, we'll set that up. What if they don't show up? It's just me and you.
Just me and you. And we record it.
All right. So yeah, Ben, thank you for signing up. Josh, thank you for signing up. Ella, that sounds
that's
like
a chick's name.
Disney
that's a
princess.
Chick's name. That sounds like a Disney princess. So we had this conversation last week where some chick said she was a dude. Courtney what? Or Valerie or something like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I said something about, I asked you a question about something about it when a chick signs up, or does it surprise you when a lady signs up for our fucking podcast? And then you're like, I think that's a guy. Okay. Can't remember. I think it was like Valerie or Jennifer or something like that. I don't know. Thank you. I got nothing, man. I don't know.
Robbie. I have a stepbrother named Robbie. I wonder if it's the same person.
Probably.
Have you talked to my dad?
Nope.
Anthony's mom signed up.
That's nice. That was nice of her.
Whore. What if it really was your mom?
That would be awesome.
Joey, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
I wonder if that's Joey Fatone. That'd be great.
I was thinking Joey Lawrence.
Even better.
David, thank you very much. Like, does that feel heartfelt? Like, do you think nope. that?
I'm not trying to be a dick, but no, it just feels like weird. It just feels, doesn't it just feel strange? Should we go back to doing backstories? At least one?
No, we can't do just one.
It was a joke.
All right. Is that last one?
Vitu.
God damn it.
Vitu.
You missed the whole fucking opportunity.
I did? Ah, damn it, I did. Nope, all right, fuck. Cut. Take two. I fucked it all up. Take two. Nobody will know. We'll edit that part out.
You know what? Maybe it would help if we just actually talked to each other before the show to figure out what the fuck we're going to do.
who would have ever thought that would help? We did talk to each other today, and I don't think it helped.
All right. So, Vitu. Vitu signed up today. Thank you, Vitu. Vitu?
Vitu? Vitu? Sounds like an Indian name. They sent a message through Patreon, and instead of... I'm just going to read their message. If you don't shout me out, I will cancel. Also, instead of thanking me, I want Doug to tell a story about how stupid Anthony is. I think this whole episode has been you telling a story about how stupid I am. Are you going to oblige, or are we saying bye?
I would like to oblige.
All right.
Unfortunately, I don't know. We don't know each other outside of the show other than working together.
And we worked together. So you should know if I'm stupid or not.
No, I know you're stupid. That's not the question. He wants a specific story.
All right. So we worked together. You've seen a lot of stupid things I've done.
You know, the only thing I can think of is how hard of a time you had at Excel. And nobody wants to hear about you messing with spreadsheets.
I love Excel. I'm the best. Excel. I excel at Excel.
And that's what I had to fucking deal with.
Right. I never used it before. Go fuck yourself. That's all I got.
And then the other story that came to mind was when we got into an argument when I told you I needed you to work Saturday. Mm-hmm. And you said, I'm not doing that. I've got plans.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your plans? Why?
Yeah.
Do you remember why I didn't want to work?
Because you were going to a yard sales.
Right. That's not stupid. That's fucking great. I do that again every Saturday. You tell that story. You've told me that story like several times. Like you say it like it puts me in a bad light, but I look at it like, yeah, no, that's a good thing.
Right.
But this place needs you to be here. You have to be here. You're a dedicated employee. Gay.
So I
that
one
place
I,
doesn't
I,
give two shits if you're there or not.
I never said that. I never said you be here if you're dedicated. I said, I need your fucking help on this. And uh-huh. You're like, yeah, I understand, but I'm not going to be here.
Right.
It sounds like you're really going to need my help come Monday when I show back up.
Right. You were always more of a
more driven.
Driven as far as like work, and I couldn't care less about that. You cared about, or maybe you still do, cared about like career advancement and making more money at work and doing a good job at work. And
yeah, I never cared. Look what it's got me. A beautiful fucking backdrop.
I know. I mean, am I wrong about that?
Yeah, you look like you're broadcasting from a garage sale.
If anybody needs any of this stuff, it's only a nickel.
So I was thinking, you know, I told you I wanted to get rid of my backdrop, and I want you to get rid of your mess, and I want to do something a little more professional.
Uh-huh.
You think there'd be any interest in hocking this thing?
I'm not buying it, if that's what you're asking.
God damn it.
I bet if you put it up for auction, somebody would buy it.
No, I would give it to somebody. I wouldn't want to auction it.
Why not?
What the fuck? Because that's...
You could donate the money to charity.
Fuck that. All right.
Bye.
We done?
Yeah, bye.
Oh, are we going over to the after show chat?
Yes.
All right.
Share our shit. If you like what we're doing, tell your friends and not friends, and send a video, 10 or 15 second video explaining why people should listen to the show.
Yeah. I'm glad you remembered that. Okay. So I've asked for this several times. Now this would be the third time that I've asked for it, which means you know that we're serious. Need you to send a 10 or 15 second video, and I don't give a fuck if it shows your face. I don't give a fuck if it shows your butthole. I don't care what it shows. All I need you to say is, I don't even give a fuck if you believe it. Just, we need you to say why you want somebody to listen to the Who's Right podcast. We have a project that we're working on, and we need you guys. I don't fucking Dave, the producer, send me a fucking video, you cocksucker. I'm just going to start naming people that I know have access to a fucking smartphone, and I know that they listen to the fucking show.
Uh-huh.
That's it. I think we have one listener. I don't know. I haven't been able to check the stats.
You're jonesing.
I will go down the fucking list right now. Andrew. Cody.
What?
Skirt. Jacob.
Skirts? Skeet?
Jody B, you motherfucker. You get on there and you do your Uncle fucking Randy videos and you do your goddamn carpool karaoke bullshit, and I can't get you to send me a 10 to 15 second fucking video? Fuck you. Bye.
Bye.
I'm dramatically leaving.